Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. Oh, my goodness, what a journey. Oh, if I describe my day to you and describe the places where I used to be versus where I am today, you'd believe it because you listen to Life Conversations Radio Network, and this is the place where miracles happen and where you get to be the change that you want to see. And I didn't understand while I was preparing for this show all the things that meant to me, but I knew it was going to be big. And I knew that the energy of John Stringer in State of Man, Be Still My Heart, would kind of speak to it because my heart is full right now. It is huge and expanding, and I'll get into it, and maybe you'll get into it too. But for those of us whose mothers are on the other side, for some of us, this day can be really, really hard. I speak from personal experience. I don't know what you're doing. But there was a time when this day for me would almost feel like a death march. Because, see, my mama, Linda Lee Harris, who this show is dedicated to tonight, for my own very selfish reasons, I just want her to know that I'm home. I'm home within myself. And I'm good, Ma. I'm so good that I'm on the radio and I'm going to help other people who might be missing their mama today, who might feel like, well, what do I have to give? I can't give her flowers. I can't even send her a card. My mom's in heaven, or my mom is wherever I think that she's going to be. All I know is I can't hug that woman right now. And while everybody is ripping and running and talking about, well, happy Mother's Day, well, I'm not feeling very happy. But I got you. I know what you're talking about. But I also have other means in which you don't have to be on the sidelines today because your mama is in heaven, or because your mama is a spiritual angel, or because your mama is a spirit mother. There are gifts that they still expect because they are our mothers. And what are the gifts of the mothers from the other side? What do they want for us? They want us to be happy, and they want us to live. And they want us to be a living legacy of every single thing they taught us. Oh, here's the other thing. And I'm going to let you know where you can find John Stringer, too. Because of my journey with Mother's Day and my birthday, which was last week, thank you for everybody for celebrating me. I appreciate you. But let me tell you a little secret. Come a little closer. Yeah. My little secret today is, you know, I used to think after 2005, oh, the cruelty of it all. Oh, how unfair is it that my birthday is on May 4th and my mama transitioned, and then a couple of days later, a week later, I got it filled with Mother's Day. Yeah, that was my story. And there was a time that I would be in a fetal position on this day. Like, don't talk to me. I don't want to hear about you. And if you have a mama and who's alive and you don't have a great relationship with her, well, I wasn't the person you wanted to talk to because I was just a part of the army of my mother's not here and your mother is and how dare you. Well, yeah, you know what? I let all that go. I did. I had to. Because the truth is that there are women, there are people, children, who experience mothers who aren't all the things you read about in a card. But this is what I say about that. But they still got you here. And if that's the only thing you got to hold on to, well, then hold on to that. I'm glad you're alive. And even if your mother is not the mother of your dreams right now, you can still appreciate the fact that she allowed herself to be a channel to make you, to have you come in and exist. So I'm embracing all of you right now, and to my chest and I'm hugging you, whether your mama has transitioned, whether your mother is alive and you don't have a great relationship, whether you don't even know who your mother is because you were adopted. I mean, there's so many journeys that we can go on this Mother's Day, you know? But what I want to tell you is I want to celebrate the fact that we are all here. And no matter how our mother showed up in our lifetimes, let's just agree to thank her that she gave birth to the beautiful, dynamic, energetic person that's you. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I'm your host, Celeste Morgan, and we are going in on Mother's Day. And we're going to have a celebration of energy, the celebration of the energy of you tonight. I got my Mother Peace tarot cards handy, so we can also play with some readings if you'd like to. I'd also like to invite you, if you have stories about your mom that you want to share, call in. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. Oh, there's another group. Let me help you all out, too. If you are a woman who hasn't given birth and you feel like you're being excluded on this day, I want you to think about all the people that you have mothered. Happy Mother's Day to you, too. Other mothers, stepmoms, moms by adoption. If you've nurtured, you are a mother. That's it for me. That's it. Simple, complete. That's how I deal with it. So I'm very excited. I have some great things to tell you about tonight. And also want to help you with some, like, really concrete spirit gifts. You know, what are you going to give your mama for Mother's Day? I used to cry when people asked me that. Am I laughing? Yes, I am. I used to cry when people would ask me that. What are you buying your mothers for Mother's Day? Especially after 2005. My mama transitioned on December 17, 2005, and I break out in a ball of tears. I can't give her anything. She's dead, is what I would say. Oh, and the look on her face, like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. But I have a different answer today. I say that my mother has transitioned, and love is eternal. Energy does not die. What am I giving my mother for Mother's Day today? I'm giving her the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. And I promise you, if my mother was on this plane, she would be checking out this show. My mother would call it every week. And I trust that she is listening and that she is smiling and I can hear her so deeply in my heart saying, look at my baby. Yeah, mama, look at me. This is your birthday. Mm-mm. Birthday's July 17th. You got to hold for that. But this is your Mother's Day present from me to you, Mama, that the technology and the energy of today's show will reach you wherever you are, and you will feel that your daughter is well tonight and celebrating Mother's Day and helping people find a way to not be on the sidelines, to step into Mother's Day energy and to appreciate and understand that just because your mama's not living does not mean she's not alive. Did you catch that? Just because your mama's not living does not mean she's not alive. Energy doesn't die. You have no idea how your mother is showing up in your life. And I believe that my mama shows up on a daily basis to let me know, I see you, I got you, and all is well. Do your thing. And what was the last thing I told you, Sean? That's what my mother used to call me, Sean. I want you to be happy. Well, I am. And that's my other gift, my authentic happiness in this moment and sharing my childhood joy of being on a radio and hanging out with you every Sunday night on a Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Yes, we are reclaiming Mother's Day today. And then I say I wanted to let you know how you can find State of Man and John Stringer, and then we'll get into a little housekeeping, and we'll get a little deeper into the show. Sure will, because there are gifts for this show that actually work for you, too. How? Well, I got an energy of the day. Number 5 is running. We got a full moon of Scorpio coming up. I want to tell you a little bit more about that, and I want to let you know about what's happening on Life Conversations Radio Network, because we've got big changes going on. This is my other home, And so I want to give you all of that too. And I want to see who's on phone lines. Ah, I see my girl Sarah. Hey, Miss Sarah. Sarah is one of my best friends in the whole wide world. My baby sister is there on the line holding me down. Hopefully she'll press one. And Sarah, too. Why not? You guys got some Mama Day stories you want to share with us? Yvette, thank you for holding me down. Yvette is a member of the Life Conversations Radio Network family, screening the calls for me tonight. Happy Mother's Day to you, my friend. I see Lulu. I see Sankofa. I see Glenda. Sankofa, thank you very much for the reminder of Wizard of Oz. Yeah. Follow the Yellow Brick Road. Wait a minute. Let me try that again. I'm a little excited. Follow the Yellow Brick Road. We'll go down there, too. Yeah. We're going to talk about Wizard of Oz tonight, too. Why not? It was one of my mother's favorites. And Sankofa beautifully brought that back to me today. So we're going to bring all of this in. Where you can find John Stringer, State of Man, Be Still My Heart, go to stateofmanmusic.com. Thank you for that, Yvette. Thank you, Glenda. Glenda, I want you to pay close attention because it's totally a cancer day for me. My mother is a cancerian. And I was raised with water and psychic abilities, and I thank her so much for it. So shout out to the Cancerian in the house. Lulu, my beautiful sister, I want to thank you for being there. And let's get into it. Let me tell you a little bit more about my radio family, because, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited about this. We have a hot show tomorrow. All right, let's do that, and then I'll get into the numbers and all the games. And if you guys want me to pull cards, we could do that too. All right, so the call-in number is 347-426-3346, and don't forget to press 1 on your keypad if you would actually like to get close and intimate and get a tarot reading from me, Celeste. Okay. Oh, and to all of you in the archives, I see you. You know, I call you guys the Mac because you make my show work for you. You may not be able to be with me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. You just pull me in when you're ready. And anytime you pull me in, it's right on time. So I want to thank you for listening. And get ready for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan to start being syndicated on Within Radio. That's coming up. I will keep you abreast. We're working on that. So you'll have lots of opportunities to check me out. And I want to thank Elaine Marie at Within Radio for believing in me and holding me down. And just because I want to put a dog ear right here, Elaine Marie and I had a really fun time talking about Wizard of Oz through the chakra system. I'm hoping I can get it all in. I really do. But in the meantime, I just want you to feel good. I want you to relax. I want you to celebrate Mother's Day for me, with me, for me. All that good stuff, and maybe I could tell you about the reawakening that I had one Mother's Day when I decided that my mama didn't want me to be depressed anymore because she wasn't on this side. I also have a special treat from the Ask Life Coach Today radio show that we're also going to be featuring tonight in honor of my mama, Linda Lee Harris, and in honor of me, too. Mother and daughters are a powerful duo. And my mom and I are so bad that she got a message to me from the other side through Venus Andrich. Whew, a lot of stuff coming up. So are you ready? Let's get tuned. Let's get in tune. Okay. So the first thing I want to tell you about, I'm so comfortable right now. It feels so good. Whew. I feel like, you know what I really feel like? I feel like I'm in my bedroom when I was a teenager and a new video was about to be premiered on MTV. That was during the time that they played videos, music. So I'm really feeling the energy and so happy to be with you. So, so happy. So let me let you know about my Life Conversations Radio family. Tomorrow, Ask Life Coach Today radio show will be on at 12 noon, and Shannon Baylor Henderson will be Life Coach Today's special guest. The show is called How Are You Casting Your Word Spells? She's the author of Black Female and Bossy. And there are some things that she had to do to play with that title that are going to be really powerful for you on your journey and what you're walking through. So you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is only airing on Mondays now, right? On this network. But you get to check out Life Coach Today on starting June 3rd on 1-2 Radio. Can you stand it? Yeah. Soul Food for Your Consciousness is the show, and it will be on at 10 a.m. Eastern, so Tuesday, June 3rd. So if you're sad about Life Coach Today only airing one day of the week, well, you can get more of him starting June 3rd. He'll be on 1-2 Radio, 10 a.m. I'm going backwards. I think that's 7 a.m. Pacific time. Yes, I did that math right. 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, 1-2 Radio, Soul Food for Your Consciousness with Ademola Anifowoshe. Hopefully I said that right. If I didn't, he'll press 1. But yeah, June 3rd, check that out. I'll keep you informed about all of that. And then on Thursdays, you have the Play Experience with Mbasa Safara. She comes on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Have you passionately loved and appreciated yourself today? If not, you could take a trip on a playground and check out Mbasa on Thursday nights. There is Ancestral Blueprints on the last Wednesday of the month with Lisa Iverson and the Life Coach Today. Powerful show, connecting with your ancestors, looking at how your ancestral blueprints may be impacting your life today. Powerful conversations. You don't want to miss it. And then you got me, the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I'm the way out, girl. Yeah, I've got tarot, medicine cards, numerology, songs, movies, and books to help you connect with the beauty that you are. And let me tell you this. I take my own medicine. So everything I share with you is something that I'm using and I'm dealing with, and so it comes from a really strong heart place, as all of the shows on Life Conversations Radio Network. I come on Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern, and it is my pleasure to pull cards for you. 347-426-3346 is the call-in number if you'd like to have a conversation with me. And I think... I thought that was it. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to give you a little bit about the energy of the day, because I think it's really important. It's also one of my mother's birth cards. I'm just going to bust my mom out all night. Get ready for it. It's her show. I'm dedicating it to her. All right, so the energy of the day is 5, and then I'll come right to you, to my baby sister, Lori, who I adore. Shout out to Mama Trish, Lori's mom. My mother is Mama Linda. There's another mama in our family line, Mama Dot, and my radio mom, Denise King, who gave me my first shot on the radio. Happy Mother's Day to all of you who helped all of us be who we are today. So that's my family shout out. And my Aunt Geraldine. Okay, yeah, now I'm done. All right, let me give you a little bit about the energy of the day, and then we'll go to my sister. Now, won't that be fun? Now, I see you guys in the chat room hanging out and playing. I thank you so much for being there. Thank you so much, Yvette, for plugging all that information in. Everything I'm saying on the phone lines, you can find in the chat room, because Yvette is plugging it in for me. Thank you so much, sister. I appreciate you. So 5 is the energy of the day. 5 is ruled by Mercury, the planet's communication and speech. I love the number 5. And if you're a Taurian, 5 is really, really important to you as well. Mm-hmm. How? Well, let's go to it. I'm going to let you know right now. So if you happen to be celebrating a birthday today, 5 is your lesson number for the whole year. 5 represents freedom, challenge, and change. Now, the reason why 5 is connected to the sign of Taurus is because 5 is also the Hierophant in tarot. The Hierophant is also called the High Priest. So we get to take authority about how we want to live our life instead of conforming to societal demands. The Hierophant of Tarot is astrologically related to the sign of Taurus. The sign of Taurus is governed by Venus, which is the planet of love, beauty, harmony, and sensuality. Now, the Lady of the Rivers and Sweet Waters is the goddess of love, Oshun. Now, when you think about Oshun, because I don't always say this, Think Aphrodite, think Venus, and then you have the Yoruba version, Oshun. I love her. And if you love her, you'll get lots of money. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. She's responsible for gold. Prosperity. Very sexy with that yellow color. I'm not being disrespectful, but I'm just saying. When you think of Oshun, you think of all things gorgeous and just yummy. 5 is her sacred number, is what I'm trying to tell you. And she connects us deeply with femininity and the power color of yellow. Yellow is the color for the sacral. Stop. Go back. Right. My guys are talking to me. I'm like, yellow is what? Yellow is the navel solar plexus. The sacral chakra is orange, but yellow is power. You know how a belly laugh? You know you can't hold anybody down when they're laughing? I learned that last year. Because there's power in your belly, navel solar plexus, and that color is yellow, and that color is connected to Oshun. And she reigns over love, intimacy, beauty, wealth, and diplomacy. So that's a power-packed punch of love waiting to be discovered. So you need to trust your inner teacher and remember to use your voice. Why to use your voice? Because the throat chakra is your fifth chakra, and communication is the key to stepping fully into your freedom. And let me not forget, because while Oshun is the goddess of love, she always has a honey pot on her waist. Yes, it's beautiful. Love her story. And oh, also, bears. Bears love honey. Guess what? The number 5, its number in medicine, it's the bear. And the bear's gift is the gift of introspection. And it's west and wealth. It's all about dreams. The number 5 is really powerful. And most numerologists, when they talk about it, they talk about the challenge. They talk about change. But, honey, when number 5, I smile. It's one of my mom's birth cards. 5 birth cards. So when I see 5, I know my mom is around. I know Oshun is around. I know love is around. I know that I need to be a high priest in my life and claim my ministry of love. And even though there are so many challenges with the number 5, Mercury will help me speak my truth. And I need to remember with the number 5, with the Taurian stubborn bull energy, because 5 is connected to that with the Hierophant, that I am full of love and strength, and so are you. So with that, we're going to take our first caller of the night, Lori, who you guys know. I call her baby sis. Maybe we'll have time to go, but I'm going to go to her right now and invite her into our web.
Hello?
Hello, hey, baby sis. Welcome.
Thank you. I love you. Happy Mother's Day. I'm doing wonderful.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day, Yvette, and to all of the mothers that's listening. Love you guys so much, and y'all keep on keeping on and doing what you're doing. Sis, can you please read me tonight? Because I feel like you got something good for me.
It would be my pleasure, baby sister. So beautiful. I'm so happy. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to you and happy Mother's Day to your mama, Mama Patricia, and Mama Pat. I'm so grateful that she gave birth to my best friend and my dear heart, my baby sister.
Thank you, sir.
Even though
I'm
we didn't
so
get
grateful.
To meet.
I'm sorry.
Well, let me do that.
I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for Mama Linda because Mama Linda, she's smiling down on you. Saying, I'm so proud of you, baby girl, for everything. Like, you are so awesome. I'm so proud of you because you came a long way. So keep on keeping on and keep up the good work. Please, and everything
you.
That
well,
you're doing, just keep up the good work.
Hey, sis, why don't you tell them
yes.
about that, Ben, since you've been there? Because there's some people out there who might be going through Mother's Day who was where I was. I'm so close to it. What was it like for you, and how did, and what were some ways that you were able to help me get to the point where I am today that I can be this happy and jovial on Mother's Day? Because you remember a time when I wasn't.
That during that time, it was almost as if everybody around you can see the beauty within you, but you couldn't see the beauty within yourself. But then when you went through life coaching with Big Brother, Life Coach Today, and he helped you to see the beauty within you, it was like you became a different person. You were able to, like, help other people get through stuff. Through tough storms and you, it was like you overcame that battle. And even though you at that time were like, you were, excuse me for saying this, but you were sitting on your gift and you were keeping your gift away from us, because today is a special day. It's Mother's Day, and God blessed us with your show today because you have gifts for us. And every time you open up your mouth, it's a gift. But back then, when you were in the dark, we couldn't see the gift in you because it was like the darkness had overshadowed you. And Big Brother helped you see the light in your life, and he lit your candle. So I'm so grateful for him. I'm so grateful for this platform for Life Conversations, because I've seen you grow. Like, it's a beautiful thing to me because you give me the inspiration every day that I can do it. Since it don't matter what you're going through, you can do anything that you put your mind to. All you have to do is trust in you, and I appreciate you for that. So for me, it was rough seeing my twin go through that. But even now, when I'm going through, it's like you always light my candle, and it's always about us lighting each other candle and encouraging each other, because we can't do nothing by ourselves. It takes a village to raise a family, and we are each other's village. Because, like Big Brother say, we are one. So I thank you.
Oh, how beautiful. And it's my pleasure. I was pulling your cards while you were talking, and I'm so glad that I pulled it while you were talking, because so much came through, sis. Let me give you your cards and let you know affirmatively that it's going to be all right, baby. All is going to be well, okay? Thank you for that, sis. Because it's sometimes hard to see yourself and where you've been.
Yeah.
Interesting. How about I got the Five of Cups for you to the left. I've got 18 Moon, and then I have the Two of Swords, which is making a second appearance for me today, because I had the pleasure of reading for one of my dear friends, one of my girlfriends, Two of Swords. So the Five of Cups, 18 Moon, Two of Swords. What are these cards saying to my baby sister and to all of us? Because I like to believe that readings aren't just for the person who's reading it, but the people who are listening get to tap into. So the Five of Cups features starfish and pearls and cups. Cups is about receiving, sis, okay? And I'm going to mute your phone real quick and come right back to you, so that I can make sure that you're getting all of this. So just keep on listening. I'll come back to you. Okay. So what baby sis received in her tarot reading is the Five of Cups, 18 Moon, and a Two of Swords. The Five of Cups, when it comes up, speaks about you're going to lose some things. There are three cups, and on this card, two of the cups are knocked over. So there's some pearls that are being spilled. But the gift and the power of this card, even though it's a challenge, even though it's about letting go and grieving in a way, like trying to, like, I don't want to lose my pearls. I'm seeing an older woman in front of me right now holding on to her pearls. You know, we in the African-American community have a way of saying, you know, oh, my gosh, she almost took my pearls. Which means you're just butterball naked and you're out there. You know, there's just like, what's going on? When this card shows up, though, I love it because the starfish that are on the card promise regeneration and hope. Why? Because the starfish, if a starfish loses one of its legs, do you know that that leg will grow back? So what are you losing? It's time to lose the things, sis, that are not serving you. It's time to lose the things that are holding you back. Go ahead and let some of the gems fall, because I can promise you the lessons that you'll get from the journey of whatever you're moving through that makes you feel like you're in the middle of grief right now will get you to a point where you'll be sitting on all the pearls of your heart and all of your desire. Pearls also represent purity and charity, which I know you to be of, in full power, full majesty. We got an 18 moon. Now, my sister's a Pisces. I know that. The Pisces energy is also connected to the moon card in tarot. So this is literally like her energy, her astrologic, is that a word? Astrologic energy coming through to say, even in the dark, the light will shine through on the illusions. Whenever the moon card comes up, that's the goddess stepping into the room saying, you know what, there's some dark shadows over here and here and here and here, but through my gentle light, I'm gonna put my light right there, and we're going to get you some tools to move through. The moon shows up again on her third card, a full moon. We got a full moon in Scorpio coming up on May 14th. And she, there's a woman, she's mimicking a stork. Her energy is complete acceptance and love for herself and connecting with her instincts, which are far more powerful than she thinks it is. I know that my sister has a gift in prophecy. I'm not the only one who knows that. And this card is really saying for her to trust her instincts and get ready to release any BS, release it. Think of this time as energetically is getting all of the stuff together that you have been, that's been holding you back, so that you can get in tune with your natural instinct of being balanced. There are two feathers in this card. This woman is managing them and balancing them, and she's creating an infinity sign, which means that love is eternal. Her strength is eternal. We can have hope. We can know about the generation, the regeneration of the starfish. Even if there's some pain right now, illusions are going to come to light, and the reality of the beauty and the strength of my baby sister is going to come through, and she's going to stand very strongly with this Two of Swords in her mind, body, and spirit to make it happen. Sis, does that resonate with you? Do you have any questions about that?
No, everything was on point. Thank you so much, and you are such a beautiful jewel to me. Thank you, sis.
It's my pleasure. If you make me cry right now, I'm coming down to North Carolina and get you. All right, baby. Keep listening, and thank you so much.
I love you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
All right, great.
Too.
Okay, I think it's that time of the show where I need some water because I'm feeling a little bit emotional. I see New Jace has just joined us. Hey, New Jace. She's finally in the room. That's my fairy godmother. She gave me tickets to the Agape banquet and dinner. Yeah, that's the one right there in the chat room. One of the best birthday gifts I could have received. In the meantime, I'm going to take a deep breath, breathe and stop. And, yeah, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com. And I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. The call-in number, if you'd like a reading tonight, is 347-426-3346. And don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. If you'd also like to call in and do a mama shout-out, you can do that too. Yeah, don't be afraid. I'd love to hear your mama stories. In the meantime, let me let you know what's moving with this full moon, because it's some intense energy. I want you to be ready for it, and I have gone to one of my favorite places to get my information about the full moon in Scorpio at astrology.com. Scorpio is the sign of death and rebirth. They say in Scorpio that, was the death card in particular, because the death card in tarot is connected to Scorpio. And, you know, only thing you can trust is, you know, death and taxes. We all know we got to deal with that. So according to astrology.com, May 14th brings one of the most intense and karmic full moons of the year. So get ready for more shedding and letting go. We've been working on this theme since the fall of 2012. During this potent lunation, Venus, the love planet, will square Pluto, god of the underworld, thus making our relationships dark, mysterious, and possibly on the verge of explosion. So I think it's a really good time to really get to know what you want, and particularly if the full moon is about releasing, right? So depending on the level of integrity in our current intimate partnerships, this is a do-or-die moon. Saturn will not stand for half measures or fickle commitments. It's all about endurance and the long haul, especially while the cosmic taskmaster is in Scorpio. We have no choice but to go deep or go home. Home keeps coming up for me. And I'm pretty sure that I promise I will get to Wizard of Oz, because there's home again. So this full moon meets up with Saturn to underscore themes of digging into our shadow material, releasing all that no longer serves us, and preparing for yet another death rebirth theme. We live many lives within one biography, and an annual Scorpio full moon has a way of signifying the ending of one layer of self, one more story in our lives that began last fall. It's a reminder not to get too attached to our stories, as they are constantly changing. Scorpio is a fixed water sign and has the desire to hold on to an emotional experience as long as possible. This can be beautiful or devastating, depending on what we are clinging to and how. So during this full moon, we are being asked to release our emotional grip so that we may build up the courage to embody that which we're so afraid of losing on the outside. Now, there's also another source that is featuring one of the goddesses, or Orishas, that I always like to talk about. You can find her on my Facebook wall, or you can find her on Celestial Show fan page. Her name is Olya. She's the goddess of change and transformation. Olya is a really big part of my life. Before I even understood why she was a part of my life, when my mama transitioned, 9 was running, and 9 is the sacred number of Olya. Now, in 2005, I didn't have that language. I didn't make the connections, but in 2014, I have it. You know? And that brings me to a perfect spot in the show. If Life Coach Today is ready for me, or if I need to check it out myself, there was something I definitely wanted to do to remind you that even though for those of us who may be grieving during Mother's Day, that we're not alone. And I had the pleasure of being read by Venus Antrich before I even understood all my gifts. And Life Coach Today was kind enough to find that piece for me and edit it. So I want to introduce that to you before I go any further. And if I don't get to Wizard of Oz tonight, I will create a whole show around it. Because when I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing. And I get to remember that when I'm in contact with people who remember their gifts and can share it with the world. And Venus Antrich is a medium who can speak to people on the other side. And she brought my mom to me on the day of the one-year anniversary of me listening or me talking to Life Coach Today on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. So this would have been September 14th, 2011. And I'm trying to get it here real quick. I know Life Coach Today is in the world. I don't know if he's in the studio with me. But I'm trying to find it. I remember being so moved by this encounter. And I know that it is so important that I play this on Mother's Day in honor of my mom. So, yeah, I'm going to line that up real quick. How are you guys doing in the chat room? You talking amongst yourselves? You're playing? You're hanging out? 5 is the energy of the day. We can all be bears. Yeah. Okay. Seem to have a difficulty here locating it. So while I do that, let me tell you my trick about Wizard of Oz. Wizard of Oz was really big in my family because my mom was my programmer for watching TV, me and my little brother, and we would watch it every year. And I started to catch some things about the colors, the ruby red slippers. I started to catch that ruby red connected with the root chakra, being grounded, Dorothy's shoes, the yellow brick road, walking in your strength. It's the navel solar plexus, the Emerald City. It's green. That's the heart chakra. The blue of Dorothy's dress, the blue and white, speaks to the throat chakra and the crown chakra, really being strong enough to communicate what is moving. And Sankofa brought to me that Dorothy is all of us when we understand that we have power over all of our flaws. So the Cowardly Lion, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and even Toto were all really examples of who Dorothy was, Dorothy Gale. And I just loved the show. You know, there's a tornado there, too. Tornadoes belong to Olya. So the story of Wizard of Oz has always had a lot of magic in my life. And on Mother's Day, I know I'd be remiss if I dropped it. So that is what it is. Yes, I am. I would love, I'm watching. I see time is doing what time does, but I really wanted to play this clip, and I can't seem to find it. So unless somebody can give me a hint on where to look, that would be great. I'm hearing instinctively to try my name. Yeah, no. I can't find it right now. All right. Well, I guess I'll just have to play it for you next week. So, yeah, Venus Andrich. It was really powerful. It's when my mom actually was able to come through. So, anyway, all right, let it go. All right, we're playing with that full moon in Scorpio, so let it go. You got to let it go. You can't find it, so be cool about it. Let me pull a card for all of you to move into next week because it feels like it's going to be intense, and I want you to be okay before I end the show or wrap up the show. So I'm going to go to my Mother Peace tarot cards, and I will share that clip with you next week when I have it. So I'm shuffling, as you can hear, Mother Peace tarot cards. I'm going to pull a card to guide us into our week. And one more thing about Mother's Day. Ann Jarvis, who is the creator of Mother's Day, really wanted it to be about people honoring their mothers without commercialism. So much so that she actually went insane fighting for this. You know, when she started Mother's Day, it was in honor of her mom, who was actually connected to the Civil War and wanting Union soldiers and Confederate soldiers to be connected because she was tired of war, Anna Jarvis, her mom. And then when Anna Jarvis transitioned, her daughter picked up the mantle. And she actually got Mother's Day recognized as a really important day on the American calendar. And then apparently the florist company and the greeting cards company got involved. And she became very disheartened around it. And so she transitioned with Mother's Day not being what she wanted it to be. So I honor her energy and let her know right now that we'll find ways to honor my mom. That doesn't have to do anything with money, but to write her a letter, which is what she preferred, write your mama a letter. And I pray that her soul is at ease. I really do. So let me pull one card. Oh, my goodness, what did I get? I got the Tower card, 16 Tower, lightning striking, and it's really connected to fire. I love this card. I'll make sure that I post it on my Facebook wall or Celestial Show Fan like page because this card is so powerful. It features a woman who has lightning that's striking her, and, you know, the Tower card is about crumbling beliefs. It's really having the rug pull from underneath your feet. And the question is, how are you going to respond to it? Lightning is also connected to Olya. We talked about her tonight. So I really feel like this is a major blessing. And underneath all of this is the number 7, which is the energy that we are all following in this year. So though we are promised to be victorious as the Chariot, none of us can avoid the strike of the lightning. The only thing that we can really do is respond or react to it. So as the lightning strikes, just know that there's new information coming to you to open you up to your bigger yet to be or your best yet to be. There are people in this card waiting for this woman to give them a divine message from Great Spirit. There are boats. And they're getting ready to go off into the new world. But they can't go, right, until they get the message. So you could turn your test into a testimony, or you could turn your mess into the message when you stay connected to the Tower card, which is also connected to Olya, which is also connected to the planet Mars. And no matter what's coming, we can handle it. We can trust it. Because you know what? We're in the land of I Am. We are, and I want you to claim your beauty. I want you to claim your power. And if you are feeling sad on Mother's Day, I want you to know that it's going to be all right. You just hold on and remember that you are a living legacy of your mama's dream. Whether you got along or not, it's important to remember that you're here for a sacred purpose. I know that I am, and I'm so happy that I get to share my gifts with you. We're going to wrap up tonight with Ricky Byers Beckwith and a line of I Am, which is one of my favorite songs. I want you to dance with me, and I want you to feel your beauty. I want you to feel your power. And if your mama is on the other side, I want you to imagine her wrapping her arms around you and letting you know that it's all good and you're going to be all right. Just remember who you are. I love you, family. Make sure you love yourself. Thank you for being with me. And before I end so abruptly, I wanted to let you know that you can find Ricky Byers Beckwith at agapelive.com or rickybb.com. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.